masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab. Dear listeners, today we'll talk about a very interesting topic, that is du'as, supplication about Mahdawiyyat. Du'as are a way of talking your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Holy Quran, call upon me and I will surely respond. So supplications are really, really important. And then when we start with the supplications, we speak our heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He definitely responds. Now, as of now, since we are doing a program about Mahdawiyyat, what are our responsibilities towards Imam? Do we need to do some special du'as for Imam Mahdi ajallaha ta'ala farajahu? On that note, today in our studio, we'll talk with Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Very warm welcome once again. And today we'll expand the session of du'as with you, du'as about Mahdawiyyat. So, Dr. Karimi, what du'as are you going to tell our listeners today about Mahdawiyyat?
The dua that today we are going to talk about is a supplication known as dua al-ma'rifah, or the knowledge and recognition.
True.
The dua which begins like this, Allahumma arifni nafsak fa innaka lam tu'arifni nafsak lam a'rif nabiyak. Now, how it is related to Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, there is a narration from Zarara, the famous companion of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He narrates that I heard Imam Sadiq alayhi salam say, "Inna lil ghulami ghayba." There is an occultation for that ghulam, for that child, referring to Imam Mahdi. And we see how tough the situation was, so much so that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is not able to even mention the name. So all instead of saying the name, he says, "Inna lil ghulam," for that child. So, قبل أن يقوم, before his uprising, there is a kind of occultation for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam refers to some points about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and he comes to this point where he says, وَهُوَ الْمُنْتَظَرُ, he is the awaited Imam. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُشَكُّ فِي وَلَادَتَهُ. This is very interesting. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam predicts that in the future, some people will have doubts about the birth of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, like what we have still today. Some, especially, I mean, I'm talking about the non-Shias. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولْ مَاتَ أَبُوهُ بِلَا خَلَفٍ. Some people say that his father, that is Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, passed without having any child. Then later Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, غَيْرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَمْتَحِنَ الشِّيَعَ. This is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Shia to see if they come to believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Then Zurara says that, I told Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, جُعَلْتُ فِدَاكْ, may I be ransomed for you, إِنْ أَدْرَكْتُ ذَلِكَ الزَّمَانِ أَيَّ شَيْءٍ أَعْمَلْ. If I see that period, if I see Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and I'm alive at that time, so what is my duty? What is the best action for me to do? Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam tells him that, يَا زُرَارَ إِذَا أَدْرَكْتَ هَذَا الزَّمَانِ فَادْعُوا بِهَذَا الدُّعَى. If you are alive in that time, talking about the time of the occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, of course, here, the time of Ghiba. Then during that period,
Your duty is to
try to read the following supplication. Now, in this part of the narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam teaches Dua al-Ma'rifah to his famous companion, Zurara. Because it's a very short supplication, let me quickly read and translate. Allahumma arifni nafsak, O Allah, make me recognize you. فَإِنَّكَ إِلَّمْ تُعَرِّفْنِي نَفْسَكْ لَمْ أَعْرِفْ نَبِيَّكْ. For if I do not recognize you, I will not recognize your prophet. Allahumma arifni rasulak, O Allah, make me recognize your prophet. فَإِنَّكَ إِلَّمْ تُعَرِّفْنِي رَسُولَكْ لَمْ أَعْرِفْ حُجَّتَكْ. For if I do not recognize your prophet, I would not recognize your proof, that is the imam. Allahumma arrifni hujjatak, oh Allah, make me recognize your proof, that is the imam. فَإِنَّكَ إِنْ لَمْ تُعَرِّفْنِي حُجَّتَكْ ضَلَلْتُ عَنْ دِينِي, because if I do not recognize your proof, then I will deviate from my religion. Now, this narration has been mentioned by great Shia scholars like Sheikh Quraini in Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 337. And other sources include Jamal al-Usbu' by Sayyid ibn Tawus, volume 1, page 520, Mir'at al-Uqul by Allama Majlisi, volume 4, page 59, Kitab al-Ghiba by Sheikh Tusi, volume 1, page 333, and many other sources. So it shows that this was,
one of the du'as taught by Imam to his one of the closest companions.
Yeah, and the Shia scholars believe in authenticity, and so many great Shia scholars, they have quoted this narration.
Sure. So, Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you about that. Here, we need to take a short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Lost Savior, and we are talking about the supplications related to Mahdawiyat. Dr. Karim, you told us about one of the beautiful supplications, that is the Dua-i-Marifat. You did a little translation of that dua. I would want you to give some more explanation about this dua.
Sure. One of the points related to this dua is the word Hujjah, which is mentioned in the last part of the supplication. Hujjah usually is translated into proof. So all the prophets and the imams, they are a kind of hujjah. And also the intellect is called a hujjah and a proof. Why? Because on the day of judgment, people cannot bring any excuse that we did not have access to any leader, to any guide. And the answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be that you had access to your intellect, the prophets and imams, and they were the proofs.
True.
They were the hujjahs. Yeah. So those people who have access to these sources, then they cannot have any excuse. Now, in this supplication, for sure, hujjah is referring to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, because Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is teaching Zurara a supplication for that period, in which the imam of the time is Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance.
Inshallah.
So in this dua we read that, oh Allah, if I do not recognize your hujjah of my time, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, I will deviate from the religion, dalaltu an dini. The second point is about a very interesting, hierarchy that we see in this dua. I mean, in terms of theology, we see a kind of hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there is a relation between knowing God and knowing the Prophet.
True.
So we say that, oh Allah, if I do not recognize you, then I will not be able to recognize your
prophet.
How these two are related, we know that based on that hierarchy, first of all, before proving that there is a God, we cannot believe in a prophet, because the prophets, they claim that they are sent by God. So
True.
Before belief in the prophets, we need to contemplate whether there is a God or not.
All right.
So first of all, we prove that there is a God.
All
we
right.
believe in God, and we believe in his attributes, like mm-hmm. being omniscient, wise, and so on and so forth. Then we conclude that the all-wise God cannot create the human beings
without sending a prophet for
without
them.
Sending a prophet and without any guidance, without any reason.
Mm-hmm.
So the necessity of sending the prophets comes from the fact that already there is a God and he has all his attributes. So such a God needs to send the prophets as the guides for the human beings. Then we have another relation. We say that if we do not know the prophet, we cannot know the imams.
True.
And in this case, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the relation between
this hierarchy now?
The relation is that if there is no prophet, then there is no need for the imams. Already there are prophets bringing the religions, and the last religion being the religion of Islam, which is the most complete religion. And then after the prophet, for the same reason of guiding the people, we are in need of the imams. But now, without bringing any new religion, without receiving any new revelation related to a new religion and a new sharia, that is the Islamic laws. So if we believe in the prophets, and if we believe in the last prophet, peace be upon him and his family, we come to this conclusion that then after the prophet, still we are in need of the guides to do and to continue the responsibilities of the prophets, with the exception that there is no new revelation and new religion. The next point regarding this dua is that although in this dua we talk about the fact that first of all we begin by knowing God and then the Prophet and then the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, the levels of the knowledge of the people is not the same. So I cannot claim that, okay, I know God, I know the Prophets, I know the Imam
as well. Imam,
so I do not need to know more. No, this is all not right. The case. I mean, we can, for example, the ma'rifah, the knowledge of Salman regarding Imam Ali alayhi salam is not like the knowledge of Abu Dhar regarding Imam Ali alayhi salam or even the prophets. So the companions of the prophets and the imams are not the same. The same is true about us. So no one can claim that I have the
knowledge of Allah,
the best knowledge, the most complete level of the knowledge about God, about the Prophet, and about the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. So I'm not, there is no reason for me to read this dua. No, ma'rifah has so many levels. So by reading this dua, we are hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us more knowledge.
Inshallah. All right, so to compile it, you said Zarara, one of the closest companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam tells him about the faith, how the faith will be challenged in the time of occultation. Like, there are many other narrations that say, like, the faith will be challenged so much that the evildoers will be considered as good doers and the good doers will be considered as the evildoers. And in that tough time, there is a need of mu'arifat, there is a need of knowledge. The noble Imam Sadiq alayhi salam teaches his companions Zarara the Dua-i Ma'rifat, in which he says that if I, O Allah, give me the capability to recognize you, for if I recognize you, I'll recognize your Prophet. And give me the capability to recognize your Prophet, and for if I recognize your Prophet, I'll recognize your Hujjat, your proof, that is Imam. And inshallah, in this tough time, in this occultation time, wherein our faith is challenged by so many things, wherein evil is considered as good and good is considered as evil, may Allah help us. May Allah give us more ma'rifat, more knowledge. And with this dua of ma'rifat, may He help us to get closer to Him, to His Prophet, and to His proof, to His hijjat, Imam Ajallaha Ta'ala Farajah. For now, that's all. Thank you for listening. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.